Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were taught that if we don't abide in the Lord, we are useless to Him. Let's end the week on that thought today.
My feet on His firm foundation for the Bible stands.
We must realize we can do nothing of spiritual value without Him. Now, we can do a lot of religious value, but it won't have spiritual value. It won't have eternal value, even though in the eyes of men it has religious value. Without Him, I can do nothing. We must realize that if we don't abide in Him, we are useless to God. Oh, I want to be useful to God. But if I don't abide in Him, I can't be. If we abide in Him, we will have answered prayer. As Christ in His human ministry abode in the Father, we too ought to abide in Jesus Christ. We need to see what abiding is and isn't in order for us to resolve to abide. It is not some mystical concept. Rather, it is adhering strictly to the words of Christ as found in Scripture. We must guard His word as true. And you say guard? Yeah. You'd say, well, don't you mean regard? Yes, we regard His word, but we must guard it as true. In other words, don't let anything steal our faith and dependence upon it from us. Don't let a theory, don't let a philosophy, don't let a person take you from the word of God. So we must guard His word and regard His word as true and authoritative in every area of life and our dealings, seeking to obey them by God's help. One of the things I pray often is, help me to have quick recall of Your word as it applies to each situation that I encounter that day. Therefore, my resolve to abide in Him, in walking as He walked, and being as He is in the world means I look for my fulfillment and approval from God, not man. Satan uses man too often as his tool, for Satan is our adversary. You know, I had a person some time ago say to me, is that what they taught you at your college? I said, no, I don't think it is. I said, I think my college taught the same thing as your college did. But I've got to go by the Bible, and this is what the Bible says. Now, they didn't appreciate that, but I was able to open the Bible and show them. They just wouldn't accept it because their college had really priority over the Bible and the local church. So when they're like that, all you can do is pray for those people that God somehow will get a hold of their heart and help them to see how deceived they really are. Now, we see the need for these principles for spiritual victory. We need to understand that we need to recognize the adversary and know the reality of the anointing God has given us, and then resolve to abide in Him. And that leads to spiritual victory, which is when He shall appear. We've been told, on the one hand, this book here, 1 John, is about sins confessed. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He said in verse 7 that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Keeping His commandments, keeping His word, loving one another, living life spiritually as He lived, walk as He walked. But because there is an adversary, He works on Christians to lead them to love the world, the things that are in the world. Christians are not commanded to be in Christ, because once we are saved, we are in Christ forever. But we are commanded to abide in Him. Therefore, it should be our resolve. Now, this starts in the heart. We remember in Noah's day, God saw that the thoughts of men's hearts were only evil continually. We also see in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5 that one day He's going to make the thoughts and the intents of the heart known. Hebrews 4, 12 and 13 lets us know that our hearts are judged for their content by His word, and everything will be naked and open unto Him with whom we have to do. So one reason you should be faithful to the local church is the pastor will have to give an account for you, according to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17. And you say, well, I don't like that kind of preaching. I hate those that point out sin and reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering doctrine. I hate that. Well, just understand, you leave that church, go to another, and God wanted you back in that church you've left. You're going to be accountable for the truth that's preached in that church. Your action will also be brought to light. And the pastor will be asked if he preached it. And if he did preach it, that will be so unprofitable for you. And that should not give the pastor joy, nor will it give joy to the Lord in your heart, because you'll be saved so as by fire. So, again, if you listen, then you'll grow. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, the first two verses there, I mean, they're great verses. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. And beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And those are great verses. But the next verse, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Now, you see, this is what faith is. Faith says, oh, man, I believe that it's a great honor to be called the sons of God. Boy, what a great honor. And that one day we'll be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Now, we say we believe that, but that may only be a statement. That may only be a statement that we say we believe. It is not faith, because faith acts on what it believes. And it becomes faith when you purify yourself, because every man that hath this hope of being like Him, seeing Him as He is, being called the sons of God, then you'll purify yourself even as He is pure. So you need to think on that and wonder, you know, hey, where am I in my Christian life? Am I as I ought to be? Am I doing what I ought to do? Because these are important issues for every Christian. Every Christian has these issues, and he needs to really go back and think them through. Because one day, you'll stand before God. This is what you do if you are preparing to meet God at any moment. You purify yourself. And so, that is why we said here, you resolve to abide. You just resolve to abide because you know He can appear at any moment, and you want Him to come and find you faithful. abiding, pure, seeking to do right. And when you do, you will love his appearing. Now, I know people say, well, I'm ready to go. Now, they really aren't ready, except they're saved, but they're ready to go in that fashion. But they do not perceive the gravity of being saved so as by fire. Some people give their money and give a lot of money. Of course, it's tax deductible too, but give a lot of money to ministries that aren't good ministries. They rebel against ministries that preach the word, but they think their money, because they're giving it to God's work, what they think is God's work, makes it okay for whatever they're doing. No. You don't buy "well done, good and faithful servant." And so, being saved so as by fire is a person who is in danger of being chastened greatly of the Lord and never hearing. Henceforth, there is laid up for thee a crown of righteousness. So we must be honest with ourselves and ask, am I confident of crowns? And that I will hear, "well done, good and faithful servant." If so, do I know why scripturally I will hear that? Do I know by the word of God why? Am I abiding in Christ as I ought? Is my relationship a matter of convenience only? For an example, are you daily in the word? Even if it means getting up earlier to be in the word in prayer, do you witness? When's the last time you gave out a tract or gave just an oral witness of the way of salvation to a lost soul? Are you faithful to his house? And so much the more as you see the day approaching, you have a critical spirit. See, you may need to ask God to help you to abide in him and apply these biblical principles for spiritual victory. Because, you know, if you actually do believe he's coming again, then you also know that you will give an account. So we need to recognize the adversary. We need to know the reality of our anointing. We've got the very Holy Spirit of God. And then we need to resolve that we're going to abide in him regardless of come what may. See, when we look at this passage, we ought to think of this as, wow, God has shown me not only that I'm in a world of wickedness, but I can be victorious. And you can be, my friend. So, just know your position in Christ.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for